This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Another resolution against the proposed Donlin Gold Mine has passed, this time at the Native Congress of American Indians annual conference in New Mexico last month. This is the first time a national organization has supported tribes' opposition of the Donlin Mine. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger has the story.
As she prepared to speak at the conference of the Native Congress of American Indians, Gloria Simeon remembered a tip from her friend Mike Williams Sr. from ACIAC.
Because when I first started having to testify at any of these big meetings, I learned from watching Mike, and that he got as close to the microphone as he could.
A member of the Rutchagachinut Native Council in Bethel, Simeon was going to push for an amendment to a resolution. That resolution focused on protecting Bristol Bay fisheries from natural resource development, specifically the Pebble Mine Project. And Simeon wanted to include the proposed Donlin Gold Mine in the resolution, which would be built in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, closer to where Simeon lives. Both are large projects that are facing resistance from many tribes in southwest Alaska.
I really don't remember much except that I started shaking so hard and like all that tension just washed out and I was a jittery mess.
The amendment passed. This is the second time in 2 months that Simeon has advocated for a resolution against the Donlin Mine. In September, Simeon helped lead the effort to pull a resolution supporting the Donlin Mine at the Association of Village Council Presidents annual convention in Bethel. Simeon, along with ONC, has opposed the mine for years. ONC fears a mine accident could damage the fish, including the salmon, in the Kuskokwim River, the main food source in the region. Simeon says for people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, fish is not just a food.
We depend on our fish. We depend on being able to subsist. And that's our life.
The NCAI resolution acknowledges the cultural importance of the Kuskokwim River and calls on federal agencies to, quote, ensure a rigorous, thorough, comprehensive, and transparent environmental review, unquote. Chilista Corporation is the regional native corporation that leased the mineral rights to Donlin. It cannot be a member of NCAI, but noted that a lot of its shareholders are. Chilista says it is pleased the resolution supports a rigorous environmental review process. In a statement to KYUK, Chilista says, quote, Chilista supports Donlin Gold because modern mines developed in Alaska have a proven positive track record of environmental protection and economic stability, unquote. Donlin Gold has says it plans to build the mine as safely as possible. Meanwhile, Chilista is facing more pressure to let shareholders vote on the proposed Donlin Gold project. ONC just passed another resolution asking Chilista to allow an advisory vote during Chilista's annual meeting in 2020. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.
The city of Bethel has set the price for the property that it proposes to sell to Cusco Kush, the marijuana store. A 2016 appraisal valued the land on 3rd Avenue next to the Longhouse Hotel at $173,000. That would be the price asked of Cusco Kush. For the past 6 months, the city has been leasing the land to the business. Then in August, the city said it could no longer lease land to Cusco Kush because selling marijuana is federally illegal. Business owners Jared Carr and Naeem Shabani threatened to sue, claiming $16 million in damages. They said if they were not allowed to open the store, they would lose the money that they had already invested in designing and building it and millions of dollars in potential revenue. To reach a compromise, the Bethel City Council introduced the sale of the property last week. City Clerk Lori Strickler says if approved, this would be the city's first land sale in over 11 years. The public will have two opportunities to comment on the sale, first at the next regular council meeting on November 12th, and once more on December 3rd, which will be a special meeting to make the final decision on whether the city will go through with the sale. The community of Hooper Bay has never had a domestic violence shelter before, but that is expected to change in 2020. At that time, shelter staffs say they hope to be operating a 24/7 shelter to serve women and their children. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter has more.
Emma Smith, the Victims Services Coordinator for the Hooper Bay Victims Services Project, says the shelter will also serve the surrounding sub-region, including Chivac and Scammon Bay.
We're really excited. We're very happy.
The project is a partnership between the Rural Alaska Community Action Program, or Rural CAP, and the Native Village of Hooper Bay. That partnership between a nonprofit and tribe allows them to utilize nearly $500,000 of funds set aside for tribal entities from the Office for Victims of Crimes. That is a small portion of the $42 million in federal grant funding for rural Alaska public safety, which was announced by U.S. Attorney General William Barr last month. Rural CAP CEO Patrick Anderson says plans for the shelter have been in the works for about a year, after Hooper Bay listed a domestic violence shelter as their biggest tribal justice need. He expects the comprehensive shelter to house 12 women and their children.
The children suffer substantially when they witness domestic violence in the home, and usually there are other adverse experiences that they've had already. So our goal is eventually to figure out how we can provide full wraparound services and bring the family back to a nonviolent state.
Some of those wraparound services include hiring individuals skilled in trauma-informed care and victim advocates. Ideally, the shelter would also be able to give financial advice too, as Anderson acknowledges that separation from an abuser can also result in a loss of income. While exact job descriptions are still being drafted, Anderson says Rural CAP is looking to hire up to 10 people to work at the shelter.
We expect some to have experience or be trained in how a shelter operates, make sure that only the appropriate people are there and that the safety and security of the residents are assured.
Construction began in September, renovating a three-bedroom apartment donated by the Sea Lion Corporation. Kathy Clemens with Rural CAP says the shelter is part of the Sea Lion Corporation building and will have 2 4-person bedrooms, 1 3-person room, and a common area. In Hooper Bay, Victim Services Coordinator Emma Smith is planning out culturally relevant programming to help future shelter residents heal. Smith envisions them going out on the tundra for food gathering or just fresh air.
They say that tundra is healing, spiritually healing. For somebody that's turmoiling inside.
Many details are still being worked out, Smith says, but hopefully the shelter will accommodate long-term and short-term guests. Specialists and advocates will work out of the shelter, transferring survivors to the Ammonic Women's Shelter or elsewhere if necessary. For now, Smith is focused on getting the word out to Hooper Bay and surrounding communities about the new domestic violence shelter coming to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. If you are experiencing domestic violence, you can reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or the Ammonic Women's Shelter at 907-949-1443. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
The Tundra Women's Coalition in Bethel is also a resource for people experiencing domestic violence. The ice glazing Bethel is once again delaying school this week. All Bethel schools will be open at 10 a.m. this morning. School doors will open at 9:30 a.m. and all buses will run 90 minutes later than normal. Bethel Regional High School will dismiss at 4 p.m. this afternoon. For questions, contact your child's school after 8:30 a.m. this morning and be safe out there. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.